ABC News Radio.
It was a day of very high drama. It started off slowly, of course, with a condolence motion for deceased MPs and talk of Queensland floods and bushfires in Tasmania, these kinds of things that have been going on in the country over summer. So question time was delayed by a whole hour, but when it finally got underway, you know, things started to ramp up. It was pretty clear where the battle lines were being drawn. Yet everyone was really interested in what was going to happen with this vote. It looked, even from that point, like the numbers were there with Labor, the Greens and the crossbench to get this historic vote through. But there was plenty of high drama, really, in the lead up to that, particularly when the government unveiled legal advice from the Solicitor General saying that because there would be, doctors employed, additional doctors employed to form this panel that would consider these medical evacuations, that constituted a money bill. The legal advice was that, therefore, a money bill can't originate in the Senate and that this was unconstitutional. This put the weight back on, I suppose, the Labor Party, the opposition, and what would it do? And in the end, Labor amended the bill so that it wouldn't have those cost implications, and the vote got up.
So the Prime Minister, Mark, was very quick then after the vote to get out and really try and spin this, I suppose you'd say, as Bill Shorten actually doing much to dissolve the government's border protection policies. Is this the line we can expect the government to take until the election?
Very much so, I think. There were people in Labor saying yesterday that because of the way Labor had quarantined these new arrangements to those people who were already on Manus Island and Nauru, that it would therefore not be able to be, not be open to the government to argue that this was going to form an incentive to new arrivals, people coming from abroad by boat to Australia. But I always thought that was probably a bit naive. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what the sort of complexities of this are. The simple point that the government is going to be arguing, and you could see it, it's being hammered now by Scott Morrison and by Peter Dutton and by everyone else who speaks on behalf of the coalition, and I expect all the way to the election. That simple message is that Labor is tinkering with the border protection regime that has worked, that has stopped the boats, and that the message has gone out to people smugglers that there may be further changes, that any change at all is a weakening, and any change at all signals the prospect of further change. So these battle lines are now being very clearly drawn. It's a question of what are Australian voters going to make of this. Has there been a national mood change where people are, voters are actually wanting to see a greater human sensitivity and compassion in the treatment of these wretched souls on Manus Island and Nauru? Or on the contrary, are people thinking, well, look, this is a risk and Labor is now presenting a risk to Australia's successful border security arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Well, Labor, as we know, has been largely in lockstep with the coalition on asylum seeker policy. Is it a gamble for Bill Shorten now for Labor to take this stance?
I think it is a gamble because we don't really know where the voters are going to come down on this. And of course, events that could occur between now and the election may also play into it. For example, if there were new boat arrivals, I'm sure this would change the views of some people and certainly be evidence that the government would cite that the changes in the arrangements have already started to see the breakdown of Australia's border security arrangements, offshore processing and the like. On the other hand, as I say, Labor's calculation is that now that the boats have been stopped for a long time, that the population has not been increasing as a result of new arrivals due to successful turnbacks and so forth, that the mood of voters has changed, that people are actually looking for solutions to this problem. That it's all very well to have a rigid regime that stops arrivals in Australia, but there are people who are effectively caught in the hinge of this policy change, and they've been languishing in these detention centres or in these tropical locations offshore for now many years, and that you can't just simply have indefinite detention, especially for people who are bona fide refugees, genuinely, assessed reasons for fleeing their original country, and those people need to be resettled. And, there are many Australians who take the view that, that just is unacceptable. You can't have people, held in such limbo for such a substantial period.
And just quickly, Mark, it's such a hot-button issue, and Labor was so strong last week on wanting Parliament sittings extended to debate the Banking Royal Commission's final report. That now seems to have drifted to one side, doesn't it?
It does seem to have drifted to one side. Obviously, yesterday was absolutely consumed by this issue. It really did loom for a time as a constitutional crisis, because once the government was arguing that it was a money bill, it could no longer argue that this was not a matter of, that effectively formed a vote of confidence in the government. Therefore, if they lost, that is, if the government lost the vote, as it did, and that was still regarded as a money bill, then it was pretty much incumbent upon the government to resign and seek an election immediately. It was a really high-stakes game. And things like the Banking Royal Commission, I mean, Labor had been prosecuting questions about that in question time, but the Banking Royal Commission very much took a back seat. And it now looks like the numbers aren't there anyway for an extension of Parliament. That was what Bill Shorten was seeking to portray Scott Morrison yesterday as the part-time, running a part-time Parliament and so forth. And the talk was that the numbers might be there for an extension of Parliament, but I understand that Bob Katter has pulled away from that and that the numbers aren't there for it. So Labor's going to continue to prosecute the idea that the government has been soft on banks, that it was opposing the Royal Commission 26 times, and that it's doing everything it can to continue sort of soft-shoeing it on banking reform. We're just going to see how much purchase that has as well.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.